Truly, it's a blessing to be in the house of prayer one more time. How many of y'all came to praise the Lord? Ain't he been good to you? Better than you've been to yourself? It ain't because we've been so good, nor have we kept the commandments. It's because of his love, grace, and mercy. So I thank God that he has given me one more chance to be among the household of faith. Amen. First giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I truly am blessed this morning to be in your presence. And I pray that you let your amens be amens and let your ouch be ouch. Amen. Because we come to lift up the name of Jesus. We don't have to ask the Holy Spirit to come down. He's already here. Because he brought him with us, amen, to have a hallelujah good time. Amen, amen. I'm not going to hold you long. I ask that you go with me in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come right now to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to stand and proclaim your word is true, Lord. I ask that you speak through me to thy people. What thus said the Lord, hide me behind the cross so people can see less of me and more of you, dear Heavenly Father. We love you right now, Father God, and I ask that you forgive me for all the wrong that I've done, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you just let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said amen. Amen, amen. Amen. For a few moments, I would like to talk on the theme, the text from Galatians 5:1 with the theme, standing free in Christ Jesus. Standing free in Christ. How many of you know you're free?
Amen.
Praise God. We're free this morning. We're free from sin, but that doesn't give us a license to sin. Amen. Paul tells us, should we sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Amen. Amen. Galatians 5 and just one verse. 5:1. When you have it, say amen. And it reads as follows. For freedom in Christ has set us free. Yes. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. You may be seated. You may be seated. You know, freedom is a very interesting concept. Amen. Matter of fact, there's been songs written about it, like this popular one I learned in school a long time ago. My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Some of y'all remember that, man, amen? A long time ago, amen? Amen. Many lives have been lost trying to save it and obtain it. And we tend to take freedom for granted. So today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I want all of us to take a hard look at freedom and see what it means for us in our walk with the Lord. Is that all right? Church, we have only two choices between bondage to the Father, which makes us free, and bondage to the spiritual powers of the world, which enslaves us, amen? To look at it in Paul's view, people must first see what they need to be free from before they can truly be free. You see, for example, people first must confess they have ridiculed the absolute truth of God's word. So now we call it moral mixture. We have endorsed perversion, and now we have the audacity to call it an alternative lifestyle. We have taken advantage of the poor, and now we call it the lottery. We have neglected the needy, and now we call it self-support or self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness, and now we call it welfare. We have neglected to discipline our children, and now we call it building self-esteem. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography, and now we call it freedom of expression. We have sought after neighbors' possessions, and now we call it ambition. This should let us all in the church know that we as a people of God need to come together as true believers and beg for God's forgiveness. Ask for his blessings, his wisdom, and his guidance, amen? The problems we face as believers is when we talk about freedom, it's trying to get people on the outside, the faith to understand that they are in slavery, chained to a bondage of their sin. But you know, most people don't want to be set free from the world, amen? In fact, in their minds, it's just easier to live life and not be held accountable for one's actions. In addition, they also need to know how awful their status is. They need to know where this present life will take them. And they need to know most of all what they're being set free from, which is Satan's schemes and his traptions. Believers everywhere must inform those on the outside that they can be set free to follow Jesus, to live in the spirit and to serve God and to serve him only. But for us who are in Christ, he did not set us free to live any type of way. He didn't set us free to live out of the Bible, but to live in the Bible. In other words, we were set free to look like the Word of God, not to be set free to live in our freedom to become Christians on an island all by ourselves, but to become in a community of baptized, blood-bought believers, not to disassociate, associate ourselves from others, but to build up one another in love, not to tear down social barriers just so we could be left alone, but to tear them down so we can show the world that we're going to let our light shine. Amen. So shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, and to show them what the true freedom looks like, which is trust, love, and obey God through Jesus Christ, his word and his spirit to serve others. Now, there are three dimensions of freedom. You need to be free individually so you can be whom God wants you to be. To be free socially so as all can see the glory of God in you, and free spiritually, so you can relate to God and others faithfully and clearly. But until you face the truth and come clean about who you really are, which is sinful and an imperfect person that lives in constant pain of imperfection, you cannot be set free. In other words, when a person stops trying to rely on their own abilities and to start relying on God's abilities and start treating the way, the truth, and the life, they will then begin to experience true freedom and live in the spirit. This is God's appointed way of being renewed daily, of being healed, being made whole, and being complete. You see, the Holy Spirit makes you live alive and dynamic before God. Do you remember I started with the first verse of My Country, 'Tis of Thee? Now I want you to listen to the second verse of that song. Our fathers, God to thee, Arthur of liberty, to thee I sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might. Great God, our King. You know, sometimes I think we have a tough time trying to define Christian freedom. Because to be totally free, one must have the power and the ability to be obedient. Here is an example. You see, prior to being set free, we were unable to do that. Be obedient. Amen. We were powerless. We were enslaved to sin, unable to do the will of God. Am I right about it? But now here it comes. Since we have been adopted into God's family of true believers, born under the blood of Jesus Christ, we're no longer a slave, but son. And if son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. Look, y'all just missed your shout cue. Amen. So being set free, why would any one of us want to go back to slavery? The command is to stand firm in the freedom you have in Christ. If you have freedom, freedom from sin, why do you want to go back into bondage again? We were created to serve and have fellowship with God, but slavery to sin and the things of the world has kept us from doing so. What we must do is lay at the cross all of our burdens and those things that so easily enslave us. You must let Jesus clean you. And yes, he does love us just the way we are. But he loves us way too much to leave us that way. That's why his father sent his son to us to set us free by paying our ransom that freed us from slavery. We are now free to do what God created us for according to his will. The question today is, are you living a life of true freedom in Christ? Are you free of living from the burden of sin or legalism? I know I am. I'm free to praise the Lord and thank God I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting and it's a blessing. Praise God, hallelujah, I'm free. I'm reminded of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King when he said in his, at the end of his I Had a Dream speech, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. I know what this scripture means to me. I was deep in sin. You know, Paul said it right when he said that he was the chief sinner. I was the second lieutenant. Amen. And one thing about it, church, you know, I've always been transparent with you of where God brought me from. But just in case you don't know, I was a drug addict, an alcoholic, staying out all night long. Don't talk to my wife about it because she'll tell you. Amen. I asked God to deliver me. I have been in rehabs. And rehab won't do it. I've been in so many rehabs until I couldn't be in rehabs no more. I was in so many rehabs that they started knowing me by my name when I walked in the door. That lets me know I've been there too long. And one day I called on the name of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, when Jesus delivers you, he wants you to do something for him. I was in bed one night. And when I was laying in bed, I was asleep. And about 2 o'clock, my eyes just opened up. And I went into our family room and I was talking to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, I got to be up at 5 and you got me up at 2 o'clock. I ain't got but 3 more hours of sleep, you know, and the Holy Spirit said, well, now is the time because you've been too busy. I ain't had time to talk to you. So as I start asking him, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said this. He said, Richard, if you get back out there, you're going to die. He said, now, you asked me to deliver you. I done delivered you. You've been set free. And when Christ free you, you're free indeed. And I said, well, Lord, why should I go back out there? Why should you already warn me? It's like you get a cold, you get sniffles first. Then you know a cold is coming. Well, the Spirit done told me, Richard, if you get back out there, you're going to die. And ever since that day, I've been running for Jesus. And I'm not tired yet. I love the Lord because he first loved me. He died on an old rugged cross one Friday. He stayed in that tomb all night, Friday night. I'm so glad that Saturday he was in that tomb. But I say hallelujah because he got up early one Sunday morning. And when he got up, that allowed me to get up. When he got up, that allowed you to get up. Thank God Jesus got up. He got up with all power, power to make you walk right, power to make you talk right. I don't know about you, but he turned my life around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank God because I can stand in the freedom of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, somebody. You're free and you're free indeed. Satan ain't got nothing to hold you because God gave you the ability to discern the enemy before the enemy approach you. David said it so well, Lord, hide it in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, take my eyes that I can see the glory of God. Take my hands that I'm able to feel what you have done. Take my feet that I continue to walk in my salvation. Take my heart to let me know that everything's gonna be all right. Take my mind, Father. Take my mind to make me think right. Take my mouth to make me talk right. Father God, I just want to do your will and your way. I know, Richard, it's going to be hard. I've been doing it for over 20 or 30 years. Somebody out there is saying, and I ain't seen God yet. Let me know, did he wake you up this morning? Well, you saw God. When you went to that cabinet and you had an array of canned goods, you saw God. If you've been sick and God delivered you, you saw God. I don't know what you're waiting to see. God has already proved himself to you. You ought to be proud of being who you are. You may not have that house on the hill, but thank God you got a roof over your head. You may not be driving the best of cars, but thank God that car can get you from point A to point B. You may not have a lot of money in your pocket, but don't you worry about it. I know a God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. You don't want for nothing because we serve a good God. So stand fast in your freedom and let the world know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Even if you have to stand alone, you ain't standing alone. God said, I got your front, your back, and your side. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I got my blood all around you. So when you clean, you're clean indeed. I thank God. I know I still make mistakes, but now I got an advocate that can plead my case. And you got an advocate to plead your case. Ain't nobody perfect, but God. Can't nobody walk on water but Jesus. If you can walk on water, I say, dear Jesus, amen, but you can't walk on water. I can't walk on water, but I can walk side by side with my Savior. Amen, amen. And then